Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This week, can I tell people where I went, Brett? My big trip?
Sure.
Not that this
without divulging too much.
I got invited to the White House. Very cool. On Friday, I went to the White House. It was really cool. It was really cool.
I can't believe you didn't protest and not go. that seems to be popular these days.
Now, listen, the Eagles just went. Everybody's gone. Dodgers went. Nobody protested. But I went to the White House, so I wasn't around to watch the NFL draft. So my dear friend Brett Boone
tuned in
and paid attention to every round of the NFL draft, so we could talk about it here on the podcast. So Brett, I don't think you've ever watched all 3 days of the draft the way you did. You've been to the Major League Baseball scouting combines. We've seen the draft in baseball on TV. You've experienced the draft. But to watch the draft from Green Bay with hundreds of thousands of people watching on TV, hanging on every word, 100,000 people there at Lambeau Field to watch the draft, give me your takeaway.
Well, first of all, people are lunatics, these people that go and sit there and dress up and act like buffoons. Like I said, we need fans. Fans are what makes the game go around. So I accept it, and I smile. I think you're crazy.
In a good way.
Yeah. Fans are great. You need fans.
Email Brett Boone.
For those fans out there, for those athletes out there that, you know, have negative things to say about your fans, that's why I always said, I don't care if you like me, hate me. Fans are what makes this game go around.
Right.
You have the right. You buy that ticket. You have the right to not like me or what I do, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I play. You can hate my team. I want you in the crowd. So I've never had, you know, when you cross a certain line, and not too many fans do, you know, there's a different kind of cubbyhole I put for the fans that cross the line. But 99% of fans are just crazy, passionate, love or hate you. And that's what you need. And that's what makes the game great. And I love it. I love a packed house of hostile fans that don't like me or my team. That's just as fun for me as when everybody loves you. Anyway, I've never, probably in my life, and I know the NFL draft's a big deal. Baseball's trying, but they're not at NFL level as far as the watchability. I've never in my life, this is honest, watched more than 5 minutes of an NFL draft because I don't care. Now, right. If I got buddies back in the day that were getting drafted, I'll check. I was watching on day three.
You were?
So I think there's a conspiracy, and they dropped Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round. So the people like me, the fly-by-night fans, the only watch when there's something big's going to happen, or you're interested in a feel-good story, that's when I watch.
Right.
So I think there's a bunch of people out there in my category when it comes to the NFL. But you had all of us watching. That had to be the highest-rated day three draft coverage of the NFL in the history. I haven't seen the numbers.
Right.
But so when you go conspiracies, that's what my brain, why did he go to the fifth round? Oh, because guys like me were watching and we never watch, let alone everybody else.
just a stretching along.
But it was interesting to me. With all the hype around it, with is Sanders, you know, and I don't know the X's and O's of football. I know he was player of the year in his conference.
Right.
That's got to be saying something. I can't get into the weeds with an NFL scout and say his mobility and his arm strength. They do this for a living. I don't know. I know if you're a good player, you're a good player. And then it pencils out where it pencils out. I know this about professional. Here's what it came down to. And actually, I'd have to say throughout all the coverage, and the Sanders brothers were on, they were doing Twitches and live broadcasts. I really ended up liking Shiloh Sanders. I thought he was charming, like a big brother. He was really wanted Shador to do well. He ended up signing a free agent. I liked him as a, I don't know what kind of player he is,
right?
But I liked him as a personality. I didn't dislike Shador. I think Shador.
Wow.
I don't dislike him. I think some of the choices they make are questionable at that age and that big of an arena.
Right.
I think I would downplay it a little bit. Listen, you played for Colorado, the NFL's for big boys, and right, have a little more humble to it. But then your dad's Deion Sanders, who I played with. And I got along great with Deion. Deion's Deion, though. Deion's one of the greatest cornerbacks in the history of the NFL. So everybody, because I'm me, doesn't mean I enter the draft like Ken Griffey Jr., because I am not Ken Griffey Jr.
You're not Bob Boone.
I'm not Bob Boone. Bob Boone's not me.
Bob Boone's not Ray. You're your own individual.
We're all
person.
Different. So my advice as a dad would be a little lower key. You know, I heard, and you hear the rants. I listen to, because I want to know what really happened. So I do what I can, and I watch the experts. I saw Kuiper melting down, and then I saw a buddy of mine, Reese Davis, kind of having a more measured, subtle take on what happened. The bottom line is, I think when push came to shove, it was like he wasn't as ranked as high as people thought he was, or as he thought he was. And certain teams, because he declined to do the combine, is that correct?
Yeah.
He declined. You better be pretty sure that you're going to be picked high if you decline stuff that everybody else is doing. Obviously, that was a bad move. That can be construed in many different ways amongst executives when you talk about the intangibles of the makeup of the kid. But just as an overall, I look at him, I don't dislike Shador. I think there's parts of him that I really like. I don't think he's a bad kid. I think he's a good kid. And I say kid because that's what these guys are. As much as we need to be treating them like they're mature adults because of the money and everything that comes along with being a top pick for the NFL, you need to be a big boy. I get that. But I was 21, 22, 23. I thought I was this mature big boy, and I had a ton to learn. So just like in baseball, and I always tell you this, I have a lot of grace for young players, young athletes, the decisions they make, what comes out of their mouth, because I've been there, and I look back at that 22-year-old and I laugh at some of the things I said. And I thought I was this big, mature, manly man of the world.
Right.
And I had no clue what was about to hit me. So I give all these kids, I never have this big, bold opinion. I said, now when you're 32 years old, I want to see
you're acting like an idiot.
Now you're acting like that. Well, we've got problems. But he's just being a kid, and it was obviously it didn't serve him well because he didn't go to the fifth round. And everybody told me with this draft, it wasn't a strong quarterback draft.
No.
So work with me. I'm these aren't facts. I'm just what I'm hearing
from
football experts.
But let me throw.
But also the consensus is he wasn't a fifth round quarterback, especially in this draft. So something he was doing was wrong, and the powers that be did not like it. So if I were him, I'd kind of tuck tail, humble, get ready for camp, go in there and kill it, and prove everybody wrong. It doesn't matter where you get drafted. It does financially in the short term, and this is the lesson I learned in my draft. I was completely offended that I went in the fifth round. I was.
Oh, you guys are both fifth rounders then.
Right. Not publicly. Publicly, I was never. I would never. It was a different time then. We didn't have social media.
Okay,
we didn't have instant reaction.
Okay, I got to ask you this.
But you're either good or you're not. You can either play or you can't. So you're either going to have a long NFL career or you're not. In the short term, you lost out on some cash. That was the longest winded.
Yeah, way too
in long. A circle answer in the world.
Yeah, no. You were Derek Jeter, just walked in circles.
Right. No, I agree.
Okay, so let me.
I'm a fish out of water in the NFL.
No. I'm gonna take and run with you here. You ready? You powdered after the draft.
Oh, absolutely.
You were a big baby.
Privately.
Privately, you were a big baby. But
correct.
Public, private. You powdered after the draft. You're a big baby. What'd your dad say?
What are you gonna do? Change the draft? Let me call the powers that be, Brett, and let's see if we can redraft. You know, mocking me.
Right. Is that really, is that kind of Bob? Is that would Bob mock you like that, or was that completely out of?
No, that was him.
That was him.
Because you know, life lessons that I learned through my dad is, listen, you can only control what you can control. Brett, you did everything you can. You're ready for the draft. You didn't get picked where you thought you were going to get picked. You didn't get picked 29th like USA Today had you ranked. What are you going to do?
Okay.
It's out of your control. And as life went on, it was a great lesson for me because right. The draft is not that important in the big picture. Short term, really important. Signing bonus, all that stuff. But long term, you either can play and you're going to be a stud in the NFL for a lot of years, or you're going to get fired and you're going to go out into the real world.
What would Brett Boone have been like if he was driving a Bugatti at that time iced out jewelry and was already worth $15 million and you get dropped down to the fifth round and embarrassed? See, here's the difference. And unfortunately, Shadur is not going to be the first. Is we're paying these kids all this money in NIL. They're making more than NFL players. They have a certain expectation. Brett, you're not the same person you were when you were broke, were you?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's a good point. No, the NIL thing is a real good point. How the landscape has changed.
They've already had it made. They're not hungry. They're right. not willing to be humble.
And that's what I heard. You know, you hear the stories about him going into the interviews where I hear he didn't do so well. And it was kind of like, listen, I'm here to change the culture and you got to get on board with my program. The NFL is looking at you like, Who are you to tell me that? You know, I didn't like the Eli comparisons. Once again, I'm not my father. I'm not right. Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey's not me. My dad's not me. I'm not him. Shadur, you're not Eli, and Eli isn't you. Different circumstances. So,
but how does one
net doesn't fit over everybody?
How does your attitude change when you already have money in the bank? When you're young, so your dad told you, Brett, what do you want? You want us to hold the draft again? Shut up. Go play. Get to work, and if you do well, you can get a chance to get double A, then you get paid in the big league. So you were hungrier because you were embarrassed and you didn't have a bunch of cash in your pocket.
But the difference is Well, back then, the difference would have been, I signed for $90,000, it would have been $200,000.
Okay, so now
it wasn't life-changing difference.
Now, if you already had money in the bank and you already had that lifestyle,
no.
And you already acted like a big leaguer, how would you
well, the difference
go into
is
the draft?
The difference is the only way you can compare it, and it's really, there's nothing that really exists, because NIL for baseball players isn't like what it is for football players. But all I can say is, let's just say for argument's sake, I was at the University of Southern California and they were paying me $2 million a year in NIL, which would never happen. But let's just say for this argument, it happened.
Right.
I go to the draft, I have an attitude like, well, because I'm making $2
million. I'm already a millionaire, bro. Bruh, I'm already a millionaire.
No chance I would behave like that, because I would know all those big leaguers where I'm trying to make it, that's the real level. The college is a joke compared
exactly.
to the major
exactly.
league baseball.
Now,
for the
now,
I want those people in the big leagues to respect me. I want my peers to respect me. I would know that I've done it at the college level, but I've still got a lot to prove. So even me, who was very brazen and very confident as a kid, I'm going into those interviews. I'm going to respect the hell out of the highest level, and that's major.
Now, if you are Brett Boone playing at USC in this fantasy world of ours, you're making $14 million a year,
same.
And 50,000 people are showing up to see you play at Dado Field, and you have all the trappings of a big leaguer and none of the responsibilities. How would you act?
But I know the big leaguers are looking at me laughing. Like, oh, college boy with an aluminum bat.
Screw you. I'm making more money than a big leaguer. What do I care what a big leaguer thinks? I'm making 14. I'm making more than you, bro.
Rich.
I'm making more than you, bro.
Back then. And
this is this fantasy world, though. I'm trying to get you to step into shoes like that.
Well,
I'm already making
thing.
$14 million, bro. What do I need,
Rich,
to prove to anybody?
I am blessed for the money I've been able to make being a Major League Baseball player. Not one day of my life did I ever think about making money, didn't care.
No.
I wanted to make a mark and have a career in the big leagues and follow my family footsteps. Money had nothing to do with
it. I get
anything.
It. 100%.
Nothing.
But what I'm saying is, these kids coming out of college now, out of football, college basketball programs, are making as much.
Well, then just play in college forever. Make the NIL
well,
money and
I
move
told
on
you.
With your life.
I told you there was that court
lawsuit.
Case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Shadur is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to see more kids showing up like, bro, I already got two Bugattis and look at all this ice I got.
And it's going to depend on the individual. You know, what are we playing for? Are you playing to make your mark and want to play against the best of the best and be able to stand up to the best of the best and hang and one day be able to look back and go, I played against him and I was as good as him and I did this and I did that. That's why we play, not for the money. The money is a after. And
it depends. It also depends on whether you had money growing up or not.
True. No, no. I'm not going to sit here and act like I grew up in this
group. Right.
But that being said, Bob Boone didn't.
It's all relative. Right. Bob Boone's a salt.
He didn't treat me like he was in the big leagues.
Right.
I never wanted for anything. I had everything I needed. But I wasn't that guy either. For his 16th birthday, they got a brand new BMW.
Sure.
I had to go to the auction, put up half my money, because that's how my dad was.
Right.
And I think well over time.
And that's why you, Maddie, and Arnie are the way they are. Last question for you. Did you see this, the prank call against versus Shadur Sanders?
And then I saw the apology.
What would you do if that was your kid? Because you've got kids.
Well, you got to think about his father.
So let me set this up.
Who's employed in the NFL?
So the defensive coach with the Atlanta Falcons had the phone number for Shadur Sanders on a iPad, and it's a brand new burner phone that they bought just for the event. Nobody else had it except for NFL teams. Ulbrich's kid gets a hold of that number, and he prank calls him during the draft, and then the knucklehead actually films it, and it goes out on social media.
Well, my thing is this. He didn't even make the phone call. He gave the phone to his buddy to make the phone call, and he's giggling in the back, in the background. First of all, what are you thinking? Well, first, you're not thinking.
No.
Because you're not thinking about your father, the repercussions, how bad you're going to make the
family. So what would you do if Isaiah or Judah had done that?
Well, when you're... I'm going to be...
Because it's not beyond the realm. Listen, I love your kids.
I'm going to be as pissed as you can possibly do as a father. There's going to be some financial repercussions for cost college him, cost, per diem.
Cost the family $100,000. You got to find a $100,000 team, $250,000.
They're going to share in that. But like I'm learning as a father, there's only so much you can do. There's consequences, and give them the heaviest consequences they could have for the action. I think make the action match. I'm not this overly disciplined father, but I think the action or the discipline should match the act. That is just, what are you thinking? What are you possibly thinking? I know you're 20. I know you're in college. I know you're a knucklehead.
We all are. Funny.
What are you? And it was hilarious when they went, oh, they're going. In today's era, it's different too. It's different too, Rich. We didn't know anything about going viral.
Right.
Today, you go viral. That's like a big notch in your belt.
Yeah.
That was the one chance for them to go viral. They did. I'm sure for a couple hours, they thought it was the greatest. All their friends are calling. Then when it started to sink in what you really did, it's like, Dad's not going to be happy. It wasn't the smartest thing to do. That's called being a knucklehead college.
It's like taking
student.
My dad's truck skiing.
And making that stupid. Okay. As much as I say, I look at Shador and I have a lot of grace because still he is a young, young man slash boy. Where is he when he's 32? I'm going to do the same thing for these knucklehead college kids that thought it was a good idea and then all of a sudden went, oh, that's a bad idea. I'm going to give them grace. That being said, there's going to be consequences. That's going to add on top of the grace I have for you. But they wrote a letter to Shador. I thought that was the right thing. I thought it was a classy thing to do. But you did what you did. It comes down to being a knucklehead college student. We all were. Some are bigger than others. I've got a couple of them right now. I know.
Hey, don't talk about my fraternity brother like that.
I don't think they'd ever do that. But
you
at
hope
the same
not.
Time, you know, nobody killed anybody, but that's.
You know what I would have done?
Shador's already having a rough day, and right. Now you're going to do that. That's
Shador. Shador showed great grace.
As he did. And that's why I said I didn't dislike Shador throughout this whole thing. I think there's a lot of potential there. It just needs to be put in the right direction. And what did you say?
You know what I would have done?
You said something, brah, or something? That sounds like Judah Boone.
Yeah.
That's what he'd say. Oh, sorry, brah. What is this brah?
You know what I would have done, Brett? I would have flown him to the Sanders house. And made him apologize face to face to Dion.
Or you'd have made him earn the money to buy the plane ticket to fly there.
Yeah. And but you
know that would have been the right thing.
I did that with Riggs once. Riggs, little kid playing little league first game. We went to go eat with a bunch of families, and I found out that one of the kids said, "Hey, if you lie to the attendant, they lie to the waitress, they'll give you free quarters where you can play video games." So I gave him $5. He's playing video games. I go, "Wow, that $5 lasted a lot." And he goes, "No, Daddy, if you tell the woman the machine ate your quarters, you could play for free." I said, "What?" And he explained to me. I go, "No, you're stealing from her." I said, "Go to your room." And I pulled him back to the restaurant the next day. It wasn't the same waitress, but I said, "Hey, I need to teach him a lesson." And she said, "I can't do that, sir." I said, "Listen, I will tip you. Just stand there and look and tell him you're disappointed in him."
What did you give her, a dollar?
I ended up having to give her $50 to get her to stand there because he was crying. He's bawling his eyes out. Embarrassed, but I taught him right from wrong.
Yeah, no, it's man, this life, we take it too serious, and with all the things going on in the world, and this thing for Shador, that wasn't the biggest crime of the century, but man, this guy's having a rough day. You're going to rain on his parade. I mean, having a number that nobody has. I thought it was very. It was just a poor choice.
It was.
It's a what's up, brah? Hey, brah. The guys that say brah. It was a brah move. That's what it was.
Again, Brett Boone took his dad's. You took your dad's truck?
Yeah. Oh,
Took your dad's truck skiing and
oh, broke. I got it. You know, oh, and yeah, lied this. Oh, I
Rich Herrera had a party at his house, gave somebody keys to have a party at my mom and dad's house, and I wasn't there. We've all done stupid things. So,
oh, we just, and we didn't have the internet to keep tabs on it. You know, now we just have stories. These kids today have footage. That's the difference.
Yeah. That's why we're not as cool
as cool as the technology is.
Oh no. Don't want anything to do with it.
It's dangerous.
All right. That's going to do it for the Brett Boone podcast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Booty, I'll catch up with you.
You got it.
All right. See everybody.